And let's take a look now at Amazon, which is reportedly looking into getting into the business of banking. According to the Wall Street Journal, the online retail giant is talking with JP Morgan Chase and other firms about building a type of checking account that would appeal to younger customers. Here and now, tech correspondent Ben Brock Johnson is here. Ben, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Amazon checking account, what would that look like?
Yeah, so far, there are not a lot of details. We don't really know what this will look like because Amazon is not commenting. Neither are the financial institutions it's reportedly talking to, JP Morgan Chase and Capital One. Presumably, this would work kind of like any other checking account, you know, possibly. You'd be able to store your money there. You might be able to pay your bills through it, might be able to write a check, for instance, as well as be able, of course, to shop on Amazon. Not a lot of clarity on whether you can shop elsewhere necessarily. It's also unclear if ATMs would be part of this. Amazon is talking to these banks reportedly, again, according to the Wall Street Journal, but it might be possible to draw cash through ATMs that they are using.
Yeah, and it sounds like Amazon is really going after the younger customer there. We know that young people have a much different relationship with banks than older generations do. What's the thinking?
Yeah, so recent data from the FDIC says that about 7% of U.S. households are unbanked. We're talking about people who are young, as you say, also people who are lower income, for instance. In terms of younger people, it is relatively common these days to not have the same kinds of accounts as older generations. A lot of people don't even have a retirement account. There are a range of services like PayPal and Venmo. I mean, I use Venmo all the time. I don't know if you do.
I don't, but I feel outdated for not doing so.
well, people are doing a lot of this kind of stuff. Amazon is trying to tap into that, and so are some of these financial institutions and sort of get a piece of that pie. Yeah.
So Amazon would also, I know, be able to waive some fees, which would help the bottom line for the company. But here, I think, is the key issue. Data.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
If Amazon can get you to open a checking account, it has so much more information and it already has a ton about us.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what's really interesting about this, I think, and a little bit scary too,
yeah.
To be honest. Your kind of older financial institutions, you might go into a financial planner and say, "Hey, I want to save my money, I want to buy a house," something like that, and presumably they would advise you without a lot of incentives necessarily to buy their own products,
yeah.
Whereas Amazon is going to get a ton of information potentially from these people in terms of when their paycheck comes in, what they spend money on right after their paycheck comes in. And Amazon is thinking about how to market this stuff to people ever more effectively. And so you might see some of your behavior as a checking account holder be leveraged against you to market things to you as an Amazon user.
Every time Amazon jumps into one of these new industries, I'm thinking insurance, pharmaceuticals, delivery, stocks in those sectors inevitably drop immediately. Why would banks want to get involved with Amazon?
Yeah, so some of the early analysis of this story is that this isn't actually as big of a threat to banks as previously was thought, in part because there's a partnership potentially happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And JP Morgan Chase, for instance, I think also wants a piece of that data that Amazon is so effectively getting. I think that generally speaking, these companies probably do better when they work together to understand your data. And since some of the younger customers who are already moving away from traditional banking might be attractive to JP Morgan Chase, for instance, as well, I think there's kind of a natural fit there potentially.
Here and now, tech correspondent Ben Brock Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you.